Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management. Good morning to you, Greg.
Morning to you, Heather.
Right, got a strong jobs report in the US, have we?
Yeah, very strong. Helped the S&P 500 hit a new record high on Friday. So the US economy created 227,000 non-farm jobs in November, so that was above estimates of 214,000. Big surge on the previous month, actually, although that had been affected by the hurricanes and strike action at Boeing. Job growth for October, that was actually revised up as well, to 36,000 from 12,000. September's payroll count was also revised upwards. Just looking at things in November, it was the healthcare sector once again, as it often does, drove the job additions to 72,000 there. Leisure and hospo, that was pretty strong, and the government chipped in as well. Just despite the robust data here, the unemployment rate, that actually edged up to 4.2%, so it's a bit of a contraction in the labour force. Average hourly earnings are up by 0.4%, that was higher than expected, so your labour market's still pretty firm, obviously come off those pandemic highs. So, and look, I think on balance, the data gives the Federal Reserve the green light to lower rates again at next week's meeting. So markets are saying there's a 90% probability of a 0.25% rate cut. So yeah, the job market's in good shape, and the Fed's probably going to come to the party in the season of giving with a pre-Christmas rate cut gift.
Good stuff. How good is that? And what's going on with the retailers?
So the retail sector has been a bit of a surprise packet of the in a positive way of the US earnings season. We had another instance on Friday. So shares in Lululemon, they were up 16%. The athletic wear company beat expectations. They said they're upbeat about the holiday season outlook. They've actually had a bit of a tough year, and things are started to slow in America, as that's their largest market. There's increasing competition, more selective consumers. They've also had a few botched product launches this year. Certain pastel colours didn't quite hit the mark of shoppers, it seems. But yoga pants and the like are flying off the shelves internationally. So they turned to China for growth. That's lifted sales across the overall business. So revenues grew just 2% in the US, but surged 33% internationally. So overall sales up 9%, $2.4 billion net income. That leapt 40%. $352 million. The company says it's pleased with the start of the holiday season. They see sales in the current quarter growing by 8 to 10%. And another retailer doing well here, there was Petcare. So shares, I've got a great ticker actually. Woof, they jumped 8% after a small unexpected loss and revenues of $1.5 billion also beat estimates. So I suppose despite cost of living pressures, people are still spending on their pets globally. These shares are up 65% year to date. And just quickly, another company having a good year so far as DocuSign. So these look after your e-signatures. They beat estimates. Revenues the current quarter, $760 million. I suppose, you know, in a world of AI, we're all trying to figure out what's real and what's not. Their services are really hitting their mark. So they have meet stringent global security standards, and they use really strong data encryption technology. So she's done well. They're actually up 90% year to date.
Yeah, and you're full of good news this morning, because the Eurozone economy has also expanded, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's actually come with a pretty good bit of data, actually. So this is the third quarter. The economy over there expanded by 0.4%. That doubled the previous quarter's growth rate, mainly due to household spending, although higher government spending also sort of chipped in. Trade was a little bit weaker. Exports were down 1.5%. And on a year-on-year basis, it was up 0.9%. Germany, some relatively good news. They narrowly avoided a recession, modest 0.1% rebound. Dutch economy decreased. Weaker trade also took its toll on Italy. But Spain's economy, that was a bright spot, up 0.8% there. French economy also grew 0.4%. And the luck of the Irish continued. Their economy grew 3.5%. So, look, overall, I think on balance, this still gives the European Central Bank the green light to cut rates by possibly 0.25%, and they meet later this week. They probably also want to allow for the ongoing political uncertainty in Germany and most certainly France.
Good stuff. All right, give us the numbers then.
Yeah, so the Dow was down 0.3% on Friday, 44,642. S&P 500 up 0.25%, 60.90. That was a new record high. NASDAQ up 0.8%, 19,859. That's also a new record high for the tech-laden index. FTSE 100 down 0.5% in the UK. Nikkei down 0.8%. ASX 200 down 0.6%. NZX 50 was down 0.7%, 12,809. Commodities, gold up $1.70, 2,633 an ounce. Oil down $1.10, 67 spot 20 a barrel. In the currency markets, where the Kiwi was flat against the A$, 91.2. Down almost 1% against the US, 58.3. And we're also weaker against sterling, 45.8. This week, Heather, we've got plenty of central bank rate decisions. We've got the Bank of Canada, we've got the RBA, we've got the European Central Bank, we've got some US inflation numbers, and back home, we've got AGMs for Hallensteins and Westpac.
Good stuff, Greg. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Have a good day. That's Greg Smith, of Devon Funds Management.